Hey, it's Casey.
I'm Meredith.
And this is Kiera.
And we're three best friends in a long-distance relationship.
We've learned some valuable lessons along the way over the last 10 years of being friends.
Now let's get to it, because...
So Noah and I were just out in the kitchen. Tonight I had like a worship thing at church, so I came home. But on the way home from this, from our hospice campus, I'll sometimes stop and get, like, they have a soft serve machine at the gas station in that town. And so I'll stop and get like a cone for me, and I'll bring home a dish for Noah. So we were standing in the kitchen eating our ice cream, and all of a sudden his eyes get big and he says, "Go to the bedroom right now." He says, he was like, "Go to the bedroom. I need to handle something."
What?
And I was like, "Oh my gosh, what?" And I was like, "Do you have like a surprise in there? Yeah. Like, should I be looking for something?" And he was like, "Nope, just go in there, close the door." And so I go in there and I close the door and I hear him go downstairs, and I hear just like rustling around, and then I hear him come back out to the kitchen and grab our like cabinets in our kitchen are really tall, so we keep a big like step stool out there, the one the kind that like collapses. So I heard him like expand it, and I was like, "Oh, there's a spider." Like, I bet he saw like a massive spider. And so I was like, "Is there a spider out there?" And he said, "Worse."
I don't like and worse than like, a spider.
No, I know, because
spiders like as bad as it gets,
right? That's what I'm like, what is he
do, spiders? So I was like, "Is it a snake?"
Ooh, yeah.
And he said, "A bat." Ugh.
That's so, so random.
Hanging from the top of our cupboards. Like, I was, we were home for, like, we were standing out there for like 10, 15 minutes talking to each other.
How did it get in?
That's, we have the exact same thought. Like, I have no idea where it would have come from. I had the door open for like maybe a minute today. Like,
well, I guess a minute too long.
I was outside with, but then I, Noah and I were talking about it, and he was like, "Oh, I had the door open for probably 10 minutes tonight." And I was like, that's
let's blame his 10 minutes rather than your one.
We'll blame his 10. Well, and he said too, he was like, it was at peak, like, bat hour, you know,
peak like that twilight-y night hour, where they're like swooping and stuff.
Where they're kind of like, yes, they're coming out and starting
bat
to
hour?
Twilight.
Do you have that many bats?
Literally.
Like 6, 7 o'clock when they start to like swoop. Guess.
You know?
I guess I'm not familiar with bats or like bat.
Well, and here's the thing. I'm not really afraid of bats. Like, if we're sitting outside on our deck and the boots are swooped.
Boots?
And the boots are swooping.
When the boots are swooping.
And the bats are swooping. That's what I was trying to say. And the bats are swooping. I'm like, wow, I think they're really interesting.
They are. I mean, they're blind. So they go off of echolocation, which I think is so fascinating. Yes.
That is pretty interesting.
Do I want
actually.
Them in my house?
No,
though?
Don't touch me. Don't even
furthest
come near
from
me.
The house, actually.
Yeah. It just was wild that it was in there, and like we had no clue, and all of a sudden he's like, like,
I thought you were gonna say that he like had to like poop his pants or something.
Oh no.
That's the direction I thought
hey,
it was.
Can you
going?
Leave the kitchen so that I can poop my pants in the kitchen? Yeah.
Well,
what you thought?
I thought he meant just like go in the bedroom so I can like run to the bathroom.
I gotta
and,
take
like,
care of something.
Poop my pants in the process.
That's funny. No.
Just a freaking bat. It's a freaking bat.
I have a bat story to go off of your bat story, and it's actually involves being vulnerable with your family.
Okay.
So,
oh,
you guys remember the layout of my old home, and how there was that like one bedroom like off to the side, and then
with the curtains.
With the curtains. Okay. So it's, I think, I can't remember if I'm in high school or I'm like in college. I think I was in college. And I was home for the summer type of thing. It was always really hot upstairs. I had an air conditioner, but it was always just extra cool downstairs. So I like to sleep in that guest bedroom if I had a chance. Mm-hmm. So I'm sleeping in that guest bedroom. I'm awake. It's way too late. You know how I am.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go get ready for bed. I got to go take my contacts out. I need to, you know, just get ready for bed. I am in my underwear and bra. Okay, so just
that's oh boy,
yep, I'm picturing it.
That's the
I'm,
scene.
Please,
I can see it.
I can see
okay,
it in my head.
Thank you, thank you. So I go to the bathroom, and you guys remember our bathroom?
Mm-hmm. Light switch on the outside.
Light switch on the outside.
I'm envisioning it.
Mm-hmm. You're right in now. There, yeah. And I'm washing my face. Okay, The bathroom was not big. You guys remember, like, it was like.
And the sink is small.
Compact.
It's not really a face wash sink.
No, it's not. It's just like basically sink, toilet, shower.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like your whole life when you like are washing your face and you're like, oh my gosh, I need to look up really quick because someone's like behind me and like gonna murder me. You know, that feeling?
Gosh. Okay. Yep.
Basically, yeah, I was washing my face. I look up and in the mirror, there's a bat circling my head.
No, like flying around. Wait, what? Yeah,
around my head in the bathroom with me.
Ew. No.
That was disgusting.
Yeah, that was gross.
That wasn't a burp.
Oh.
What was it?
I thought it was.
Oh, I thought it was.
Oh, I thought it was a burp
too. My hand echoed.
Okay, that's fine. Sorry. That's fine.
You can do that.
That way.
That's acceptable.
Luckily, I do keep the door open when I use the restroom. The bat was in there with me, circling my head, and then it flew out.
The living room.
So this is a life lesson to keep your bathroom
is literally
door open.
Leave it open.
Yeah. So you're not.
This is a testament to open door policy.
Right. So anyway, I run out of the bathroom. Obviously, I'm terrified.
Yes.
And I run to the bedroom. And as I'm running to the bedroom, I like jump and dive onto the bed and the curtains like like very theatrically close behind me. And right as they close, the bat gets to the curtain.
I can't.
Runs into the curtain, but then backs away because it like, oh, I ran into something. So it literally was chasing me to the bedroom.
It was using the echolocation off your body.
It was. And like, then it literally echolocated off the curtain and then flew away.
He said, I want that bug.
Yeah.
Please.
That lady in her bra and undies. So now it is going all throughout the house. Luckily, I turned on every light in the house before I went to the bathroom. I don't know why. I just guess I did. So I'm watching this bat go from the kitchen to the living room to the bathroom and doing this like whole big swoop. And like what we were talking about, Mara, about swoop, they just do the same pattern over and over and over. And I'm like, well, obviously I have to do something about this. A, I can't sleep with a bat around me.
Yeah,
and then right. B, like, I can't just like not say anything. That's bad. So I do the best thing I can think of, which is call my mom, who's upstairs.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, she doesn't take her phone with her upstairs that night, which is just so classic Kath. It's probably basically dead downstairs on the kitchen table. And I call her, but she always has her ringer on like so loud. That can always be a guarantee for Kath. So I'm calling her and her phone's downstairs, but I just like keep calling her like over and over and over. I'm like,
maybe like eventually she'll listen.
So basically she comes down like 5 minutes later. I can like hear her coming and she comes down and she opens the door from like the stairs, you know, and she goes, Gase, are you calling me? You like can imagine.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm like, Mom, get in here now. And she's like, what's going on? So she runs to me in the guest bedroom and I'm like, get in here, there's a bat. So she's like, oh my word, there's a bat. I'm like, Mom, what do we do? Like,
yeah,
like this is the pattern it's doing. I could poke on my head just long enough to tell you to run into here because I knew it's pattern.
Yeah.
You're like, this is a safe zone.
Yeah. I was like, we're going to have to get dad unless you're going to do something about this because I know I'm not going to do something about this. So then we had to get my dad involved. And so we're yelling, Gil, dad. So he comes downstairs and of course he's like walks out and the bat's like flying and he's like, oh, okay, there's a bat.
He like grabs it.
Yeah seriously. So he's like, all right, Steve, come here. like names when his bat. That was actually the funniest response.
What?
I think I lost my streak.
Done.
I'm back. I'm a little delusional. Oh,
that
a little
shush
sleepy,
was
so.
So funny.
That was funny.
Steve, like he named it. Steve the Bat.
Steve, like he named it. I thought it was gonna be funny. You didn't like it. Oh my god.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, carry on.
So my dad grabs a pillow hits the bat out of the air and basically just beats it to death.
Yeah.
In the home?
Oh, yeah.
In the home?
That just sounds so, so vigorous.
I like look over at my dad and he has his pillow and he's just freaking going at it.
Oh my gosh.
And then he's like, do you guys want to come look at it? And I was like, is it dead? And he's like, yeah, it's dead. I feel kind of bad. It was like a baby bat.
Oh, you kill. You're a baby bat murderer.
I didn't kill it.
Well, do you know it's illegal?
What?
It's illegal to kill a bat, which is why being
what, in the state
bat,
of Iowa?
Like, maybe just in Iowa, but in like you're not allowed to kill them.
Well,
which is why being like a pest control, like there's a guy in Sioux Center who he has this very nice truck and it has like it's like bat guy like on it because he's like the bat guy around here, but it's such a lucrative market because you can't kill them. He literally just like gets them out of the house, seals the holes, and then the next house the bats go to, call him to come. He gets the bats out of there, seals the holes. You know what I mean? He's just following these bats from house to house to house.
Well, we basically figured out how the bat got in the house, which was completely my mother's fault. She opened the window and she took they didn't have a screen in, which if you live in the Midwest, you have to have a screen.
We don't have screens on our windows and our windows will never be
They will
open.
Never open because bugs, rodents.
I was going to say what?
Birds.
Bats.
Yeah. Like literally they will come in your home. And so she said that she thought she heard a flutter by her head.
No.
Like by her ear.
Oh, gosh.
And she didn't know she was dreaming. And this was that same night. And then she's like, oh, Gil, did you hear that? And he was like, no, I didn't hear anything. Go back to sleep. And then I'm calling my mom a million times. And she's like, what? Case, calling me? I'm like, Mom, there's a bat. So anyway, that's our bat story.
Wow.
I guess allegedly, if my dad's going to go to prison for
right.
his bat.
The bat's it's okay. still alive. It's one of those things that like it's illegal, but everyone does it. Like Noah says he has memories of his mom of growing up and they're having bats in the house and his mom just going to town with a tennis racket.
Oh my gosh. Bats. This just sounds so, you know? So intense.
Yeah. Noah just got like a bucket and put it like a 5 gallon bucket and like enclosed it and then had a piece of like sheetrock that he put
sheetrock. That's way better than cardboard. I was like,
well, that's what we had laying around.
Yeah, a tiny sliver.
So I did come out and I saw and I could see it like on the side and it was a little guy, but he just took it outside and like threw it, you know, and it flew away.
My God.
Wow. So that's terrifying.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
It was a little alarming that our dog didn't notice it.
Yeah. Ew, do your job, Finn.
I know, but he's also so short. And on the ground,
he probably couldn't see.
And our ceilings are like really tall, you know. Like, there's no way he's seeing that.
That's funny.
That's actually kind of
good guard dog.
Good guard dog,
Daisy.
Daisy. Hey, well, guys, welcome to It's Been Forever podcast. My name is Casey,
and I'm Meredith,
and I'm Kiera.
Guys, was that our most seamless entrance?
It might have been.
That was pretty good.
Wow, that felt so natural.
Casey's like, I don't know how to do this.
40 episodes.
No, seriously. The end of literally. Season 2.
Yeah.
We're working on it. We're getting better.
It's okay. It's fine. We're getting there.
Today we thought we would talk about our pet peeves.
Yeah.
And also some of you guys' pet peeves.
Yeah. Thanks for writing in, you guys. We had a lot of listener submissions. So we're going to read those and then also give our own pet peeves. I mean, honestly, I haven't really thought about them too much, but I think I could come up with them fairly fast.
Yeah.
If I'm honest.
It feels a little unhealthy to just sit around and think like, what really ticks me off? But it's also kind of fun. You know what I mean?
Which like,
I
was thinking
scenarios.
Yeah.
You know, and being like, or think about like specific people like, oh yeah, what does this person do that really ticks me off?
Yeah. Maybe that's helpful. Think of a specific person and then just.
And then use our tips from our confrontation episode and yell at them.
Yes. Honestly, Bryce probably has like so many
pet peeves he could probably say about me.
That's fun. We should ask our significant others.
Oh, man.
Let's start some fights. Let's start some quarrels.
Let's start some confrontation.
Let's get an argument.
Okay, I'm going to actually text Colton right now.
Okay, I'm going to ask Bryce, too.
I'm going to text Noah. He's going to say, is this a trap?
He's like, I probably shouldn't answer that.
It's actually funny. Bryce will literally be like, how many do you need?
5 or 500. I actually know one of Colton's is that whenever I go over to his apartment, I will like drink a glass of water and just like leave it out because I'm like, I know I'm going to come back to it. And then I never do. And then there's like a cup that has like this much water, like a teeny bit, because I don't want to like finish the end. Because the end just is gross. So I know for a fact that's going to be like one of the top. But I do that at home too, like at my house.
Yeah, Bryce already read it and I'm sure he's already typing.
Yep.
No, I don't do that.
What'd he say?
That's a lie. Oh, he's listing off ones in general. I took that offense straight to the heart.
We need specific ones. Well, maybe in the meantime we can start and just list off of a couple.
Noah's busy working in the basement. I don't think he's gonna see this text for a little
cleaning out where the bat was.
Clean out that bat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bryce is, though, in general, if you guys want to hear one of his.
I need to, yeah.
He said, when people say wash.
Please.
Warsh. I'm going to go wash the dishes.
Yeah. Where do people say that? Like, what region are they?
That's like from? A Philly thing. I had friends
really?
From, like, southern Pennsylvania that talked like that. Or Warder.
I mean, it's from where I'm from in Iowa, definitely. And where he's from in Nebraska and, like, his small town. Small towns in Nebraska where his grandpa and grandma or his grandparents are from.
Yeah. I was sorry. I was just thinking about water, not Warsh.
People will say like Washington, Warsh.
I haven't heard that in
like,
a minute.
I don't know where, like I literally don't understand how you found an
actually,
R.
I have a funny, there's a para at the school that I worked at in Okoboji named Donna.
Donna says Warsh.
I miss this lady. She was funny. She was like the like orange lady had like bleached hair.
I know her hair's short too, right?
No, it was like kind of long. Like she tried to like, you know, make it look nice, but it was like kind of dead because it's like bleached, you know? But I love Donna. She rocks.
Donna, if you're listening, shout out
Donna. But she one day I was just sitting at my desk in my classroom. She was a para for one of the other preschool classes. And she walked in my room with a Ziploc baggie full of mac and cheese and cut up hot dogs and threw it on my desk and said, made you dinner, and walked out.
She being serious.
Donna, what a lady, honestly.
But Donna said Warsh. Ugh. It was, and I'm not going to lie, I ate it and it was kind of fire.
Was it good?
No, it wasn't.
It was good.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was.
No.
It was like, you know, she's just Velveeta noodles,
yes.
Cut
and
up some hot dogs.
Bought, she and bought put Oscar it in a Mayer bag. Wieners is what she bought too.
But you know what? At that point, I didn't know how to cook. So I was like, oh, someone made a meal for me.
I was like, this is the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. I didn't have friends. Where I live, you know, because I just didn't know anyone.
It was just
so
you
was
and
like,
Donna, to be honest.
It was very thoughtful.
Donna and me against the world and our mac and cheese and hot dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyways, Warsh.
I need Colton to explain this one because he said, this is kind of savage, but he said, you don't listen to me, LOL. And then I said, explain.
You don't listen to me?
Then I said, explain, because it's true. I tune out and then I come back to the conversation.
Oh, amen.
And then I'm like,
amen.
And then he tells me this is what we're doing. And I'm like, wait, when did we make that plan? He's like, I told you that. I think it goes both ways. We're both really bad at zoning out in the middle of our conversation. Probably not the best habit to have. But
probably because you're too busy like taking pictures or something.
Yep. He's like having a heart to heart at dinner. And I'm like, yeah, look at this mac and cheese. Gotta get those
hot dogs.
I'm going to call Noah.
Okay, I got a couple coming in from Bryce. So you just let me know when ready for me.
Okay, Mare's calling Noah live on the pod.
Live on the pod.
That one kind of hurts a little.
I know, these are kind of savage.
Hey, you're on the podcast right now.
Hi.
What do you have any pet peeves that I do that are, or how do you guys phrase that?
Oh my anything gosh. That
I what do are your pet peeves? Peeves?
What is your pet peeves for me?
This is not a trap. I'm perfect.
I mean,
I don't love when you like fart, but
I'm crying.
I would say that's
a bad.
I think yeah. That's just like a, oh, that just happened.
Yeah.
I don't love when you okay. fart.
Okay, well, I guess if you think of any, text me.
Okay. Yeah, I was really ruminating down here.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, bye. Love you.
Okay, sit on that for a little bit. He'll come back. Mare says I'm perfect.
Meanwhile, they're pouring in over here, which is it's just fine.
Well, you guys have been together for 9 years. I'm sure they rack up.
That's true.
Okay. That one is just that doesn't even matter. All right. Well, I'm gonna start reading these.
Yeah, you gotta read
I get way too many. Okay. This first one. Punctuality. Lack of.
Ooh.
Oh! Ouch! 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 Ouch!
Okay, hit the ground running. I know, I see. Like,
Kate.
Okay.
Next. All next. He sends is extreme. Messy side of the bed. Lack of motivation for things not interested in.
Oh my gosh, Bryce. He's roasting you.
I know, he's roasting
all your imperfections.
Is that the one that kind of hurt a little bit?
Yeah, that one kind of hurt a little bit.
Yeah,
but it's he's right.
It hurts because it's true. Yeah.
All or nothing mentality.
Whoa.
Okay.
And then the last one is just petty. Liking mushrooms, pickles, and olives.
Shut up, Bryce.
This is my pet peeve, red flag, that you like pickles.
That's so
That's funny. Oh, Bryce, you came there, through, though.
Here comes another one. It's typing more. He said the last one is a stretch. Okay. Well, that was sweet of him to...
At least he admitted that one was a stretch.
He absolutely destroyed me.
Oh, that's so funny.
I can't disagree with anything he said. So,
okay. If you listeners, if you ever wonder about the order of like the positioning of our pictures on our reels, whoever's on top is the first 2 hour session, and then whoever's in the middle is second to come on the session, and whoever is at the bottom is last. Casey's always at the bottom of our reels.
Oh, on the reels.
I think
not this time.
This time it will be me. Casey was first this time, and I was last this time.
Well, it's because I didn't have to go to the bathroom right before this started. Do I need to go right now? Yeah. Am I holding it? I am.
Casey, you better hold that right in.
We can't take a break.
No, it's
no breaks.
It's
pet peeve.
We just have to keep going.
Is your butthole going to be okay?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Last one. Pouring in.
Okay.
Singing at the top of your lungs in the car.
Well, everybody does that.
I know, but like I'm loud, you guys.
I could believe it's pretty loud.
And
but also,
he doesn't let me turn the volume up. He doesn't let me turn the volume up though, like past 11. He's very, very strict on the volume. He's weird.
We hate Bryce.
But also, all of those things are also true about me. So.
That is funny. Yeah.
Kira, has Colton said any others?
No, he is gaming though, so I think he's a little preoccupied.
He's busy. Yeah. Well, he's not listening to you right now. So
yeah. Okay, mine is that you're not listening to me.
Ask Bryce what his pet peeves about both of us are. That actually could be funny.
Okay.
But
I don't know what he would actually say. Like,
I don't know what he would say either, just because we haven't been around each other in a long time.
Right.
I think I have a guess of what he'll say for Kira.
Oh, I'm excited. What do you think?
I think I'll say that you send too many text messages in a row.
Oh, I could see that.
And I do. Unashamed.
And I do. Guys, I just today watched the episode of How I Met Your Mother. Where have either of you watched that show?
I have, but I don't haven't watched like every consecutive episode.
Well, there's an episode where they talk about like shattering the glass of like you see someone one way, or like you overlook their flaws, and then once they're pointed out to you, they play this like, and it's like, oh yeah, they do that. That's what I feel like this is like.
A little bit.
What? Okay, Bryce just said one about you, Mare. It's actually
kind of- okay.
Okay.
I'm
you
crying.
Both got one.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Bryce is so quick.
I know. Seriously. I told you he would be right on it.
Ready.
He keeps a notes app.
Mare, you can't sit still.
I'm literally bouncing on a ball right now.
That is funny, it's Andrew.
And Kiara, you always fall asleep.
Pet peeve. Sorry that I just get tired. Oh, that's funny.
Her eyes are like half shut right now.
But I will say to go along with that, though, there was one time I was literally burying my soul to
you
my life story.
I remember that.
And you fell asleep in the middle of me talking to you.
Oh, yeah. It's like one of my traumatic moments. I remember that so vividly. Like the bed that
narcolepsy.
The bed that we were in.
Do. And
I might.
And I remember, I think just to like spite you a little bit, I told you I wasn't going to finish the story until I was ready.
You did. You were like, I'm not going to finish that. And I was like, honestly, makes sense, because you were like literally like pouring out your heart and soul. And I.
But Kiara, were you a little bit happy so that you could go to sleep?
I don't think so, to be honest.
She actually felt really bad.
We were like laying in Molly Shervany's bed.
Yes.
And so it was just like we were laying down, and then that was just the perfect time to just tell me everything about
Casey.
You're
having a heart to heart, and
I was just like, yeah, wow, sorry.
And then I was like, I was like, did you hear what I said? And then she was like passed out.
Oh, like just silence. Like, cool. Kiara.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I know. I actually really did feel bad about them. Like, that's awful. Like, I just, if someone did that to me, I would be like, you're the worst kind of person alive. And then I did that to you, one of my best friends. And it was bad. So that's a good pet peeve.
Yeah. But that's funny that Bryce said that, because I don't even know if he knows that story. Maybe he does. But
actually, along those lines.
So, I was just going to say, if anyone out there knows Bryce and you need him to tell you a pet peeve that he has of yours,
email us and then we'll tell him.
Mm-hmm. He's Johnny on the spot, so you got to do his ass.
Yeah, he'll whip one out.
He won't tell you to your face.
He said, I've been waiting.
But
yeah, he pulls out the notes app. That's hilarious. Uh-huh. Actually, on the sleeping side, that's probably one of Colton's of mine, is that we cannot make it through a movie together unless it's like we start at like 5 p.m. because I will fall asleep. Like, that's the thing, is you kind of start movies like 7, 8, 9. I just know I'm not going to be awake. And so we never watch movies anymore because he doesn't want to keep explaining it to me when I like kind of come to and I'm like, what's happening? He's like, you missed the first hour.
Amen. Amen.
Which I also get. Like, I understand that. So that's a pet peeve of mine, honestly, is that I get too comfortable and then I can't hold any conversations or stay awake for anything. Love that about me. That would actually be a funny turn. Pet peeves about yourself.
That would be.
Well, I think Bryce already nailed me down for all of those. So I really
Casey
don't.
Casey needs a boost.
I don't know Casey what else I'd really say.
To wait.
Yeah, he's right, though. He's
Gosh. Should we hit up some of these?
Should we share?
Yeah.
Can I share some of mine?
Please.
Sure.
Okay. I hate.
Okay.
Ooh, we're just going straight
to hate.
I'm going for it.
Straight
and
to hate.
You guys will understand this because you went to Northwestern. Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
But for listeners, so in our town, Northwestern College is in the town that I live in, and you have to walk across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Like, campus is like divided by a couple of roads. So there's these buttons that you hit, you know, like crosswalk and the lights flash.
Yeah.
My pet peeve is when people wave me on. If I'm driving, people who are walking across, if they're like standing there like, no, you go. I don't know why that bothers me so much. It
does
takes
it really.
It bothers me.
Okay.
It takes the time it takes for me to like, because I'm already slowing down.
Right.
You know what
Is
I mean?
Is the light on when they're waving there. You on?
No, but I okay. I'm like looking, so I see. I'm like, oh, there's someone, so I'm gonna start slowing down.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, you have the right of way. Just go.
Yeah.
Because it takes longer and it's more mental thought for me to be like, well, okay, I guess I'll go. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I would rather you just hit the button, walk across, give a wave. You know, because we stop. You know.
Right.
Like, thanks.
Yeah.
But just go, especially if it's like. Yeah. Just one car. You know what I mean? I get it if there's like a big
crosswalk. Like that is literally the point of you standing
Especially
where you're standing.
Especially if I look over and I see there's someone coming from the other side, I'm like, no, you're telling me to go, but that guy's not. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if I go and this guy starts walking and I hit him?
Right.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's just easier. Just go. Just hit. Go. Just do what just you're supposed go. To do. Hit the button and
go.
Yeah. Okay.
Give a little wave if you want to be polite. But just go.
I mean,
that bothers me.
Along those lines, people that don't know how to use a four-way stop, like when you pull up and it's clearly someone has already been waiting and then you're waiting and then you're like, well, I'm going to go. Like if you're not going, I will gladly go even though it's your turn. But then it turns into a weird standoff and then it's like, you go.
Yeah.
So please just when you pull up, stop, look. Okay. It's your turn to go. Because no one's there.
Yes.
Just learn how to do the four-way stop properly and we're going to be fine. I just, that's one of my irks. I feel like there could be a whole segment on like road.
On driving.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Totally.
100%.
Totally.
I'm going to completely do a different direction.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the first one that came to my mind. And I guess this is kind of about Bryce, but it's in general too. When people sneeze so loud. I don't get it. I don't sneeze that loud. You don't need to sneeze that loud in order to feel that relief.
Uh-huh.
I think people have gotten to the point where they're just so dramatic with their sneezes that they don't actually know what a real sneeze is anymore.
Yeah. Sure.
It's like, why? Like before Bryce left this room, he just had the biggest sneeze of his life and he goes, all right, see ya. I'm like, gross.
Oh my gosh.
Like a stupid sneeze. And it's so loud. Like, ugh.
It's noise pollution.
Like, just like you can control the sound.
You don't need to cough that loud. Like, you don't need to sneeze that loud. Just like control your bodily functions a little bit. And when people are like, no, I have zero control, I'm like, you have a little.
But you do.
You have a little control. Don't tell me you don't have any control. That's not true.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not true. Okay. That was mine.
That's a good one.
That was just like the first one that I'm getting worked up thinking about it. You
yeah.
Guys.
Yeah. I know. We're going to be on a different level at the end of this podcast episode, to be honest. Okay. My current one is because I've been on a couple planes lately, is that when people don't use headphones, I'm like, what world are we living
in?
People but that's like a law.
People do it. And then it's like, then they have to wait till we're up in the air for the flight attendants to come and like tell them. But like people just be watching, like listening to music, no headphone.
Oh my
God. No plugged into anything. And I mean, I have like decent like headphones to where I'm like, I can kind of drown it out. But if I can still hear it over mine, I'm like, what? Also, why has no one said anything? Like
That's
I kind of don't
want
to be the person, but especially if they're with like, I don't know, their family or something. Like someone put them in their place and tell them literally put in your headphones. Because why are you doing this? And that happened to me recently. And I literally was like, I am too tired for this. But at the same time, I am probably going to fall asleep anyways. But it was one of those moments. I'm like, just be courteous on the plane. Yeah, I don't really get
that
one.
I'm actually going to piggyback off of that one, Kiara. And this might be a controversial thing to say. But I mean, as planes have continued to get bigger and like try to fit more people in and like max capacity and the seats have gotten smaller, one of my biggest pet peeves is when people do recline their seat.
Yeah.
I think it's unnecessary. You recline about an inch.
It's not enough to
enough that you really feel like you're reclining. And honestly, like the tray table is now in my stomach.
Yeah.
like and I was pregnant the last time I was on the plane and like fairly big. So I actually could have put my tray table down. But I think about people, you know, like maybe a little bit bigger, but like,
yeah,
literally I couldn't even put my drink down. I had to hold my drink the whole time.
Oh gosh. Because,
well, and like, that's also like planes, please do a little bit better. Like I get that you want to make money, but like, yeah, but I just, people recline and then the people are that's like, fair. Okay, well then I should recline. And then it's like this whole big thing. But if you get to the back row, you don't have the ability to recline at all.
No, you got a wall and a toilet. You're stuck.
Yeah. So I just, you don't need to recline. Like you're fine. Like if you never recline, you don't know the difference. So just don't recline.
Yeah.
That is annoying to me.
That's a good one. Man, I'm just thinking about all the times at the airport lately.
Again, so many plane things.
Yeah.
Going. Another one of mine, talkative grocers.
Oh.
Like cashiers at a, like,
oh,
I,
like a Trader Joe's moment?
If I'm checking out and I have like flour and sugar and like maybe a bottle of wine, you don't need to ask me, ooh, fun plans tonight? You know, or like, are you going to bake? I would rather just not have any conversation.
Okay, amen. You don't need to talk to me. None. Just say, hey, how's it going? I say good.
Yeah.
And then check me out and I'm out of here.
There's one grocery store in town here that I like shopping at because I like their selection. They have very good produce. They have pretty good deals. But I can never leave without having to talk to someone, even at the self-checkout. It's one of those like small town places that like maybe their apples aren't in the system, so like I'll scan it and then it says like unknown item set aside,
yuck,
and wait for assistance, like things like
you're
that.
Like no,
that's why
cashier.
I'm at self-checkout.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's because I don't want to have to deal with, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good one.
And I know that's like kind of the like degenerate millennial Gen Z thing of like not wanting to like talk to someone, but
sometimes
honestly,
just
like,
sometimes I like just don't want to talk to you. Like I actually just don't.
Yes, I'm not like that most places. Grocery shopping, I want to just like get my stuff and get out and go home.
There's a lady that I literally will wait longer in line at a different line so that I don't go to her line because I don't. Yeah.
It's like, so funny.
There was a lady this one time. This lady had a bunch of like fruit, so much fruit. Like obviously she was doing something with the fruit.
Yeah.
And the lady said, "Oh wow, you're buying a lot of fruit. Are you going on a juice cleanse?"
Oh,
what?
Why would you
of
say
all
that?
Things?
Why would you say that?
Also, that's the first thing that comes to her mind is a juice cleanse.
I'm like, are you making a fruit salad?
Yeah. No. Are you going on a juice cleanse?
Because you look like you need it.
Because you need it. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. So
you look really unhealthy.
So I was like, no, I'm not ever going to you again.
No.
If I can help it.
I hate that.
That was a good one, Mary.
Well, this is what you should do, you guys. This is what I've started doing. When I go grocery shopping or thrifting or something that I know I'm going to be in there a while, I just pop in my earbuds and then I like listen to a podcast or something. And then when I get to the cash, like I'll maybe pause it so that in case they are saying something, but normally they like when they see it, they're like, okay, like they're just like, we'll check me out. So they won't even try to have a conversation because I'm just kind of in my own world. And then if they do, you know, I can still hear, but I feel like that's just like a sign of like, please don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. And it kind of works here.
I've thought about doing that, but I don't want to be like a D-bag.
Agreed. I kind of,
you know,
I mean,
not that I'm saying that you're a D-bag, but I've
maybe
had it before where like
we're not saying you're a D-bag, but we're also kind of saying like maybe you're a D-bag and maybe you should think about
it. We're also saying that's our pet peeve about you.
Yeah,
that you're a massive
you're a D-bag.
Please.
Actually,
please.
Bryce does that though whenever he goes shopping
does
by himself.
I kind of I don't mind it. I don't think I look at people. I'm just like, oh, they're minding their own business, or maybe they're like at a hype playlist. So just want to like listen to something.
I'll say like it's probably different in like a city versus like small town. I'm afraid of someone seeing me and being like, oh, she thinks she's better than us.
I
don't know. You know what I mean?
About that. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
And Bryce does only do one AirPod.
Yeah.
If I do, it makes him extra D bag. I don't know.
Okay. Only a half D bag.
Because it makes it like I'm open and available, but also kind of not.
Yeah.
Like I'm busy.
Don't talk to me.
See, that yeah. that is actually one of my pet peeves, is that when my AirPod dies, one of them dies,
oh.
and I only have one. So I don't think I could do it because it's not equal on both ears.
I only ever have one in.
For real?
Only I hardly ever have both in.
Well, I have to have both. Otherwise, I can't hear.
Deaf. Yeah, yep. Casey is deaf. That is so interesting, Mare. I did not know that. No, I need it to be equal sound, or else it feels like something's off.
Do you have AirPod Pros?
I did just get them from a friend. So I do now.
I
think
I would feel the same way if I had those, where it was like noise canceling ear and not the other. But I just have the first gen.
Yeah.
So it just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
It's maybe a little bit different.
You know, I actually have found this is a shameless plug for Apple, I guess. Because when I was flying in March, I did the noise cancellation. I, on the plane, couldn't hear a thing, knocked out.
Really?
And it was so nice. And you know how planes are loud? But I was listening to my music. I mean, loud, but still, noise cancellation, couldn't hear a thing until it was like literally time to get off the plane. So it does do wonders.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I'm not like someone that's like, I need, have you guys heard of the term push present? Which that term is disgusting to me, I think.
What is it?
It's like when the dad gets the mom a present for
having a
baby.
Bryce,
yes. Every time I say it, wants to gag.
Yeah, no, it's kind of a gross name.
Oh, it's kind of so gross.
And I'm not the person that's like a diamond for every stitch. You know what I mean? Like, there's some ladies that are kind of like that. I don't actually think that like I need one or deserve one. But I did tell Noah, honestly, a pair of AirPod Pros for like the car, like if our baby is screaming on the drive to Pennsylvania, to have some noise canceling headphones would be really nice. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah.
Because he has a pair.
But not a push present. Just a regular old present.
Just a present post pushing out your child.
Post partum pushing present.
PPP. Postpartum present.
PPP.
Yep.
Yeah. Bryce says, I'm not going to get you a present just because I literally hate the word push present. So
that's hilarious.
Which I don't care. I'm not like, yeah. I'm not like.
Also, who came up with that
trend?
Give
me a gift.
Somewhere, someone online was just like,
it's been around for a little bit. It's been a thing.
Like our mom's generation, I think.
Oh,
you know,
really?
Oh, okay. Not my mom.
I mean, no, I'm saying our mom's generation. My mom didn't get one either, but.
Interesting. Wouldn't that be her generation?
It's like. No, I'm saying that's that, like... No, our mom's generation, like, it was around then.
Okay,
but like just because it was around doesn't mean that they did it.
I've only heard about it in the last, like, 3 years.
Well, that's because we're in our childbearing era.
There's no way my mom knows what a push present... I'm going to text her right freaking now.
Text her and ask her. I don't know. I may be wrong.
Does your mom is a baby boomer. My mom is old.
I'm envisioning like the 80s, 90s, like New York City moms, like,
okay.
Yeah, my mom lived in Iowa in the middle of a
Casey,
a
I'm
field.
I literally
no
did not say that your mom had a push present. I'm saying that era.
No, I know. I'm saying I just don't think that though. I don't think it was a thing until recently.
Okay.
Maybe the older
we're
millennial.
Fighting.
Hey, this is confrontation.
I know.
I feel like I have
ask
more,
your mom.
But...
Does your mom know what it is? Or did you just talk to her recently about it and then she knows?
No,
well, she already read it.
I'm just assuming that it was around.
You guys, you know what another pet peeve of mine is? That song that's out right now that's like, karma's on me, I should've known.
JoJo Siwa's song?
I have that stuck in my head.
Yeah. Have you seen her most recent interview?
She's psycho. She's absolutely psycho right
now. If you love her, I'm sorry. We're going to roast her.
She's going through something.
Yeah,
I think she's a pet peeve. I'm sorry, JoJo. That was
amen.
She's one big
pet
peeve.
Everything
rude,
she's
but...
doing right now is like a straight pet peeve.
There's a crisis going on, the JoJo Siwa crisis.
Mm-hmm.
But that song has been in my head. And that's
there's
my pet peeve.
Literally no one else in our whole generation who's done what she did.
Made this heart of a switch.
My mom goes, "No, I don't, Case.
No, I don't, Case."
So matter of fact, well, should we read off some of these listener submissions and we can see if
let's do it.
Like
which side.
We'll see if we agree with it or not. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's fun. Okay. I'm sorry. This one makes me laugh because it kind of goes along with something that Bryce said about Casey, but people who are chronically late.
yeah.
But that is me. I'll be honest. I'm not.
I was gonna say you're right up there with me. So don't laugh at me.
I mean, I think you're like slight bit worse than me. Like, but just like so slight.
Yeah. So slight.
So slight. But I'm chronically late, so I kind of fit into that category. But
I used to be an early person, but I remember one time at Northwestern, I showed up early to a voice lesson and I got yelled at.
Wait, what? By Holly?
No, at Northwestern.
Oh, she was rude.
She was intense. She was rude.
Yes, I literally was like 2 minutes early. Which I feel like is a very appropriate, like...
That's, like, pretty good. Like, that's pretty much on
if
time.
Our appointment was at like, 9.
Yeah.
I was there, like, 8:58, and I knocked on the door. I was like, hi. And I even said, like, hey, I'm a little bit early. And she's like, yeah, can you give me 2 minutes? And I was like, okay.
I'm so shocked. The door.
And at 9 o'clock, she opened the door and said, okay, now you can come in.
Okay, so she's a chronically on time
person. So then it made me very nervous of, like...
Like, okay, showing up
like,
early?
There's 1 minute that you're allowed to come. You know what I mean? Like, there's
That's
no
a very
margin
small window.
For error. Yes. So ever since then, I'm like, I like, will come, and but then I'll sit in my car, and then I'll end up being like a little bit late, and then I'm like, you know?
I mean, anyways. Yeah, that makes sense. That would kind of freak me out, too.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd like that.
Okay, what are some other ones?
I want to read this one because I think Kiera will really identify with this.
It
doesn't bother me that much, but maybe I don't know about you, Mare. So we'll see. When someone uses too many tabs.
Oh.
Like their browser?
Their browser has too many tabs.
Yeah. When I see that, I want to teach them, you know, you can group your tabs.
So, what you were gonna say, Mare, and
make like little folders for them, you know,
and
the organizing queen.
I don't personally care that much. Like, I have the same tabs open in the exact same order every single day, mm-hmm. and I only use those tabs, and I really try not to go more than 5. That's kind of my limit.
Okay, that's pretty
unless
good.
I got a big project that day. But Kiera, I've never actually seen more tabs on a computer than when Kiera.
For
uses
real.
It. How many tabs like, is your like max you've ever had?
Oh, ever had? Oh gosh. Well, I've definitely slimmed down because I think now if it's only the like icon and I can't see what it is, then it's too
that
much.
Itself, yes.
So
that is too much.
If it's like that's just the icon disgusting. And it's like 20 tabs, that stresses me out now. Granted, I do feel like back in college, I would only use like one desktop. On my laptop, and then I have every single thing I've ever had open. But then it's like for school when you're trying to submit a paper or whatever we used. Canva? No, Canvas?
Moodle?
Moodle? Okay, Moodle.
I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds right. But anyway, if you want to go and submit it, God forbid you press on the wrong tab and then accidentally close it because it's like so close together. Anyway, I probably had like 20 plus before, but now I would say my max is like maybe like 7. I'm gonna do it real quick just to see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I think
you're not supposed to have more than one when we're using Riverside.
When we're doing
Kiera.
This, we told you before you are not.
Well, duh. Well, right now I just opened blank tabs right now, but like normally I just have one.
Why did you open them?
Well, because
just like practice how many you open.
Did you mean when we're recording specifically?
Yeah, you're not supposed to. We're not supposed to have extra tabs open when we record.
Oh, what? I know that. I only had the one, okay. But I wanted to see how many would be my max normally.
Oh,
you wanted okay. To view.
So
you're
I wanted to view it.
You're
I was
practicing.
Doing
okay.
A practice. Okay. Right sure. Now, I have okay. This in ChatGPT.
Yeah.
There's
no way that, like. It's too many tabs if you don't know what's going to open when you click on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking for this email and I have five different email things open. You know what I mean? Mm. Or like,
nobody should have five email tabs open though. That right. to me is like,
does that make no. sense though? What I'm saying?
Like, I do understand what you're saying.
When you yeah. click on it, you should know what's coming up. And if you don't, then you have too many tabs open.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Hey, we're in agreement on that.
Wow.
I just want to do a little bit of a backtrack because my mother has done a deep dive on push presents now.
Yeah, bring it back.
Okay, this is making me feel stupid. No, I don't like this conversation. No,
my mom said that we are heathens because the history of push presents is supposedly oriented hundreds of years ago and it's modeled after a ritual.
Ew.
And so she called me a heathen.
Modeled after Aww. A ritual.
And then she said, just kidding.
And then she sent a Focus on the Family article. Shouldn't do that.
That's actually really funny. But
yeah, she wants me to know that I'm a heathen for considering it.
Oh, so, love that.
Good.
Thanks, Mom.
Love that for you. Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Kath.
Thanks, Kath. Thanks for us. Okay, here's one, probably a classic one. Someone who is really loud, like with their chewing or slurping yeah. noises. So like eats Close loud,
your mouth. Yeah.
chews gum loud. I mean, I feel like that's just like across the board. Most people Ooh. Do hate that.
That reminds me of this is Noah's pet peeve. He has talked about, he has this theory about mouth breathers is what he calls them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
He said, if you get in a traffic accident or if there's someone that cuts you off or, you know, et cetera, that person 100% is probably breathing with their mouth open. They're 80 plus years old and they're gripping the wheel like this.
Oh, that's so funny. I bet their face like an inch says, from the steering wheel.
Yes. He says, if you can't close your mouth while you're driving, give up your license. And I think that's really funny. That's pretty true. Pet peeve of Noah's.
You're 80 that's plus funny. And you want to drive? Take this test.
Close your mouth.
Yeah. I bet you their breath stank.
Oh, it's reeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Old man breath.
Old man yeah. breath. Oh, Lord.
Okay. I have one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
/ someone else said it too, but I like couldn't agree more. When somebody is like interrupting a movie / a TV show
yeah.
with random commentary, like they just wanted to like say something, or like they were on their phone and then they just like, oh my gosh, I saw, did you like see this today?
And you're like locked in on your,
and I am like, and you guys know this, I'm like locked in, like especially if yeah. I'm watching a movie that I haven't seen before, I'm like, excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
I am trying to know everything about this film that's ever existed.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know what she posted. Like, I don't care. Doesn't matter. Are you watching this with me or not?
And then you have to, like, pause it?
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's actually a good one. I think I have the same one.
That is a good one.
Especially, that's why sometimes I don't watch TV in the living room. Because... Love my roommates, if you're listening, love you guys, but like they like to chat when we come in, and like, but I'm like, if I'm sitting yeah. in the living room, especially if Grey's Anatomy is on, just sit with me and watch it. I will have to pause this to lock into a conversation. I can't yeah. multitask yeah. you talking to me yep. and locking in. So most of the time I just am in my bed watching it because I know that I like won't be interrupted. Because I'm the same way. Unless it's like a show that I purposely like have on low volume, and then it's like, okay, this is a sign. I'm welcoming conversation here. Come up and chat. But if it's up and I'm sitting eating dinner and my phone's not around me and I'm glued.
Yeah.
Bye. I'm in yeah. another world.
Can I tell you guys something? A pet peeve of mine about myself.
Okay.
What? Wait,
I know this about me and I don't like it.
Okay.
But I'm the person that in a show,
you interrupt?
Before like a big plot is revealed,
you say
I'm
it.
The one that's like, oh, that's her dad. You know, I'm the one that like says it.
Oh, man.
And I know that I do it, but I want the room to know that I'm smart. I want the room to know that
motivator.
I picked it up before. You know what I mean? And I know that I do it and I hate it and I catch it after I do it like, oh, shut up. You know?
Yeah.
Like, don't do that.
Maybe think that people are also thinking that thought, but they keep it an inside thought?
Totally. Yep. Yes. Like, please. Because also, I'm not the most intelligent person in the room. Not that I'm not smart.
You're not dumb.
No, you but I'm dumb. Like, if I figured it out, surely one other person in this group of eight people has also figured it out and is just mature enough to keep it to themselves, you know, and not ruin the moment for everyone. Mm. So it is something I'm working on.
But that's good. Hey, you're self-aware.
I'm sure that.
Hey, you are self-aware.
Hey, faith walking.
Faith walking. Thank you, faith walking.
Thank you, Ken Schumann.
Oh my gosh. At least you know.
So anyways, yeah.
To be honest.
I think we have time to probably all say like one more.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, I have one.
Yeah.
When somebody constantly sniffs, when it's like, hey, can you just go blow your nose?
Yes.
I'm just going to hand you a Kleenex, actually. How about you just blow your nose?
One big honk and blow is better than a bunch of little.
I don't care.
Yep, just that's good.
Blow the crap out of your nose, but you keep, like, it's the same thing. You're sniffing in. Just go blow it out. Please.
Yes. Yep.
I'm begging you.
And it's like, they almost probably are, like, out of tune with it. Like, they don't even hear it anymore.
Yes.
It's been happening for so long.
Yes.
But to everyone else around them, they're like, can you not, please?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Man, there's so many to choose. I honestly feel like I saw a really good one and I, like, lost it. But here's another one. Being stuck behind slow walkers. I think that's kind of funny. Like, in a city, maybe you guys don't relate to that. I do. Like, in a city, if I'm trying to get somewhere and it's like they're like really just trying to like take up the space and then also walk like 2 miles an hour. But I'm like, I don't want to. This is where the D-bag comes in. That's when I feel like a D-bag going around them. But I'm like, if you're walking so slow and I literally want to, I'm like in a rush.
I
will just.
Well, here's the thing.
Go around.
I only feel like a D-bag if it's like an old lady or if it's someone like with a, like, have you ever been stuck behind someone like maybe at church with like a walker and there's just enough room for you to scooch around them? But I feel like, which this, it maybe is stupid, but I feel like a jerk walking around them being like, oh, sorry, I'm able-bodied.
Yeah. Hey, sorry, I can like literally walk.
Like, I can walk faster.
Sorry, my legs are totally fine.
So I'm like really healthy and in my prime.
I feel like in my head, I'm like rubbing it in. You know what I mean?
Be like, just look away. You're just in my way. Lady, I would want people to pass me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Same.
So I actually don't let myself feel bad about old people. Maybe somebody who is like in a wheelchair or something like that. Like, I will have a little bit of remorse. But I don't like when people like they'll walk side by side at a slow pace.
Yeah.
And like taking up space. Move.
Like, do that if it's not like over a crowded area. Like, if you know it's just you guys on like in an alleyway, walk at your own pace. But like, if the crowd is moving, like, maybe if you can, again, like, just move with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Just go.
Just go.
How many alleyways are you walking?
Yeah. I don't really know why I said that, to be honest.
Are they well lit? Are they dark?
I know. Like, what time of day are you going to
these alleyways?
Yeah, there's
probably freaking bats in there, so.
Freaking bats. I was thinking, like, drug dealers, but.
Oh, I mean, maybe that, too.
No kidding.
A both and.
Okay, this is one that is probably not relatable. But it is, and it is 100% my fault. Like, I could change it, but it bothers me every single time, and I'm just never going to change it.
Okay.
I love a Walmart pickup order. That's every Monday. I do a Walmart pickup order. But when I made my Walmart account, my last name was still Spiker. So every time I do my Walmart pickup order, I have to change the name on it to Hop. Like, and it's just one more step that I have to do because they come up and they ask, you know, Hop, you know, is this like this orders for Hop, you know? And it just like, I could probably go in and change my name settings in my actual account, but instead every single week I have to change it on my order. And that just feels annoying
to me.
But I could change
behalf.
It.
That's
and
tough.
Again, probably not relatable, and I'm sure people are listening to this and being like, this is really lame, but it is a pet peeve of
the
mine.
The grand finale leading up to my Walmart account.
That's actually the funniest thing ever. Oh man. One of these days, you just gotta change it.
I know.
And then it'll just be so happy.
I'm so happy.
I mean, that happened to me in Spirit. I actually had a situation with it. Normally, when I fly Spirit, I'm fine.
I thought you meant like,
what do you mean? Like the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, I thought you meant like,
oh, no. Like when you say, I'm celebrating in Spirit.
In Spirit, like you're not there. But that happened to me in the airline. Okay, I always tell Bryce this. I'm like, hey, maybe get like a touch more context before you launch into a story.
Yeah.
Because I do want to know what you mean.
Okay.
But I need the context.
I mean, that's fair.
Yep.
Not to get confused with Holy Spirit or In Spirit, the actual airplane manufacturer brand called Spirit. I am trying to get my boarding pass, and they're like, oh, well, it looks like your birthday is 11/11. But your ID says 11/08, so we can't print it out for you. And I'm like, what do you mean? Oh. So I guess I put it in the system wrong. And I told them, I was like, well, it should be 11/08 as it says here. Like, can we change it? They're like, well, because you made the account. Like, something about because I made the account, like, I have to go in and change it or else it will look like, you know, I don't know.
Fraud or something.
So literally they were like, you have to change it before you fly the next time or else you probably won't be able to like get through security. I'm like, I didn't realize it was that big of, and honestly, I've had quite a few flights since I made this account. So I've been flying just fine. But this one time they're like, yeah, your ID doesn't match up, so you can go in and change it. And I'm thinking right now, will I actually go in and change it? Like I need to, but will I? So it's a parallel story, but like it's probably just easier to do it. But
you guys should keep each other accountable to going into your accounts and changing the things that you need.
Okay,
to change.
On Monday when you log into Walmart, I'm gonna text you at 8 a.m.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm gonna text you back and say you too.
That was good, Mare. That was really good.
Oh, that's good.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Case.
All right, Mare, why don't you bring down the mood?
Yeah, okay. You have five fingers.
Oh gosh.
Each of them can shoot out a separate drink. What drinks are you choosing?
Oh, interesting. I thought maybe we were gonna play Never Have I Ever.
I know, I'm saying that's actually
we should do that. That's kind of
that would
fun.
Be fun.
I'm writing that down for
next time.
Okay. Sprite. Ginger ale.
Same
orange
thing.
Juice. Not the same thing. Don't ever say that again.
I'm crying.
Orange juice. Ruby red squirt.
Ooh.
What is that?
You haven't lived, Kira.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
I don't think I've ever had that either.
I don't even know what that is. It sounds like a made-up name.
You don't know what squirt is?
No. I don't think we
squirt
have that.
Squirt is like a... It's like a another lemon-lime soda, like Sierra Mist.
Oh,
Sprite.
Okay. Yeah.
Sierra Mist is dead.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
Starry.
Dead. Okay.
And then my last one... Coffee.
Great one. Bold that water isn't any of those.
I don't need it. I got water.
I don't need
those.
It.
The water of life. Honestly, just tap into Jesus. Okay, mine are. That.
What do you think, Key?
Very specific. So roll
okay.
with me. Because
I would expect nothing less.
Okay. They're almost like so specific. But the red sangria from a specific restaurant here. I'm shooting out sangria.
I'm sorry. You kind of glitched for a sec, and I heard red diarrhea.
Oh gosh!
And I was like,
gross.
What?
No, okay. Number one,
it's red... a North Carolina thing. You don't get it.
Yeah, you don't
it's
get it.
Soda.
Get it.
Hey, you're not from the city. Okay, you don't walk in alleyways.
This is just
go get
thing.
It.
Go pay with your checks.
This is just a city
in your
thing.
Small town.
No sangria. So a okay. specific kind of red sangria. The iced oat milk lavender latte from a coffee shop that I love. So I am going on the coffee, but I need a specific latte shooting out at me at all times. It's so good.
Okay.
So sangria coffee. And then I'm going to say I've been lately into a Diet Coke. So I'm going to add that. because I need like, I need that.
Hey, just know this is permanent. This isn't just like, yeah, I'm feeling it right now. Oh, like, this shoot, is it I know, for the rest you're of right. your life.
This is it. Shoot. This okay, is for your forever. Life. Okay, then I take it back.
Yep.
I'm going to add my mom's mint sweet tea then in place of Diet Coke.
Oh, that's cute. That's
so
cute.
That's like cute. Really, really good and reminds me of home and it's just amazing. So yeah. That's going to be my third. My fourth... I am going to say water because I do actually love water. As you know, in one of our first
episodes. No, you consume a lot. Yeah. I consume apparently a gallon a day.
Yeah. A crap ton of water.
Like 2 gallons.
So I'm going to say water because if I drink all four of those other things that I'm about to say, like I'm going to be parched and probably die. So I need water to sustain me. So we got sangria, the coffee, the tea, water. And then to round it up. Oof. To round it up.
It's rounded out, not rounded up.
Sorry, round it out. I'm going to say an espresso.
You round it up if it's like math.
Okay, it's my bedtime. I can't think. I'm falling asleep, actually. I would say an espresso martini. I know we had 2 coffee, but I like coffee. So I'm going to say an espresso. We'll have 2 alcohol drinks, water,
okay,
tea. And then like the other coffee. So those are my 5. Again, like I said, very specific.
Very specific.
But I'm rolling with it. I'm landing on that. Okay, Mare.
I love that. Okay. I'm starting off with water.
Oh, okay.
And then you would. Utility wise, Coca-Cola. Because you can if you spray that hard enough, it'll spray paint off of anything. Like if I need to clean my sink, I'm gonna use Coca-Cola. Because it's so acidic, you know?
Okay.
You're both looking at me like I'm speaking a foreign
language. Well, I think because we were thinking about like consuming it.
Like I can mix it with different flavors.
And here now you're I'm shooting at
a car. I can put the acid in my eyeballs. That's not where I was expecting you to take that.
I'm also thinking like I could drink it too if I want, but you know you can use Coca-Cola for like utility things too. So
Okay.
A lavender matcha latte iced specifically from Caribou.
Oh, okay.
Caribou, wow. I haven't thought about Caribou in years.
I know. I went there randomly the other day with my mom while we were waiting for her to like go to her flight at the airport. And I got, that was like the best matcha I've ever had.
Dang.
It was so good. It didn't separate. Like, you know, sometimes it'll like at the bottom, it'll be like really like.
Separated?
Grainy. You know what I mean? Like if it doesn't get mixed well. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both looking at me like I'm.
No, sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm still kind of caught up on the Coca-Cola thing.
Okay.
In my eye.
I never said that I would do it in my eye.
Isn't that what she said, Kira?
No, she said paint. She said something about paint and
like
a car.
Paint off a car, you know? Like.
She didn't.
Which
she didn't
I don't.
Say
I don't ever need to do. I'm just saying that, like, people
maybe I
use
thought
it
you
strip.
Pointed your eye and you're like, I'm maybe. Gonna put it in my eye.
No, why would I do that?
I don't. That's why I was like, I don't know,
just for fun.
Okay, next one is whole milk.
Oh my gosh, of yours course, are gross.
Of course you would.
I love milk, and oh man, I only have one left. Maybe orange juice. I do like orange juice. Okay.
I think this is pretty much like our starter pack for all of these. Like that is so you. Casey, I'm a little thrown off by yours. I think I would have expected a little more creativity.
I did go first, so I think you guys all got ideas based off of what I said. Kira, okay, you got ideas based off of what I said.
Would you change
Kira's
it?
Were just so niche.
Mine, I was going to do
that. Yeah, would you change now?
Yeah, would you change
it? So when I said coffee, I was going to say specifically an iced vanilla latte half sweet.
Okay,
but I didn't want to be that person.
Oh,
but then it went to Kira, and then Kira's like, hi, my name is Kira, and I'm going to get this drink from that exact place at time.
I went
Casey,
there.
You can be that person with us.
Yeah.
It's okay.
This I know, but I just space, I thought this was like a quick like 5, rep them out, boom. Mm. That's what I thought.
Okay.
So that's what I
took
did.
My time.
I mean, I'm also probably a little clouded currently in my pregnancy brain where those are the only things that I'm really drinking at the moment that are just good every single time they
I did think about like that tequila.
True.
Or like you know what I mean? Something that you can like if I get
you can
a
mix
drink
it with your
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, my Coca-Cola and my tequila.
And your whole milk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, that would have been funny, like rum, Coke.
And like curdles.
Gross. Yeah, because all the acid.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I think we need to be done.
Oh, that was funny.
That was funny.
That was a good little segment, Mare. I'm going to be thinking about that coffee because I kind of want one.
Orange juice.
Straighten the eyeballs.
Well, thanks guys for listening. If you didn't get a chance to submit your pet peeves, feel free to write us an email. Let us know. And let us know if you agree with ours or if you're like, ooh, I definitely do that. Mm. Or even maybe if you know us and you're like, Meredith, this is something that you do, you know? Like, you didn't talk about this that you do.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah. That's
or whose five-fingered drink hand would you prefer?
Oh, that's good.
Do you want Mare's acidic whole milk Coca-Cola? Or do you want Kier's alcoholic hand?
Or Casey's basic hand?
Straight up soda
Let's
hand.
Let's go. Straight up soda.
Sprite, I like carbonation right now.
Sprite, oh, ginger ale, gosh. A fruity Sprite, basically. Yeah.
Sprite, ginger ale, Coke, Pepsi.
A latte.
Orange juice.
Oh,
orange juice.
That orange juice
coffee.
You could mix with those.
That one threw it off a little
that
bit.
That would be good.
Oh my god,
oh, that's so funny. Okay, well,
oh gosh, we gotta get
out of here.
Yeah, we gotta.
Time
hey, to go.
Don't forget to send us an email at itsbeenforeverpod@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram. Send us a DM. We'd love to interact with you guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you're still here, bless you. Don't know why.
Don't know why.
We're delusional tonight.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. Hey, we appreciate you guys. Love you. Thank you for listening. And we'll. See you next
Wednesday.
Next
week. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
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 Bye.